This is Kelly Blewett. Eileen Cronin's splendid memoir about growing up without legs in Cincinnati hit shelves last January. Titled Mermaid, as Eileen felt most alive and natural when skinny dipping with her girlfriends, this is a book not to be missed, especially if you, like me, are completely familiar with the landscape of her hometown neighborhood, Finneytown. Eileen grew up in Finneytown, one of the 10 children in her large, gregarious Catholic family. Eileen's mother flatly refused to take any of her children to school, exclaiming, "There's a baby in every corner of this house and I can't leave." Eileen, who first realized that she wasn't like other kids around the age of 4, seems to have largely thrived in this particular family environment. When she was in elementary school, her mom took her to be fitted for prosthetic legs, and soon Eileen was walking. She also went to prom at St. Xavier High School, was an active part of her class at Ursuline, went on dates with boys from neighboring Catholic schools, got her driver's license, went on a road trip to Florida with her sorority sisters, and graduated from the University of Cincinnati. As an adult, when she read it would be impossible for someone to walk on 2 prosthetic feet, she burst out laughing. She'd been doing it for years. But Eileen's disability, which her mother explained was given to her because Jesus picked you to carry the cross, was a terrible burden on her nonetheless, both physical and psychological. Often the two were intertwined. For example, throughout high school, she was terrified of getting tossed into a swimming pool by a boy and accidentally drowning because her legs were so heavy. Eileen never understood why she'd been born with this disability. When she first heard about the drug thalidomide, it seemed a likely explanation, but it was one her mother vehemently denied. Ultimately, Eileen broke away from Cincinnati. She first went to graduate school in Boston and then Washington, D.C. She eventually earned a degree in clinical psychology. Along the way, she reevaluated her connections to her contentious and beloved family and pushed her mother to learn the truth about her past. This memoir, which Eileen says is told through the eyes of a mermaid, is a wonderful and complicated story that will stay with you long after you've turned the last page. I highly encourage you to pick it up. More information can be found at our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Kelly Blewett.